Today we're going to keep this simple and useful. Since there isn't a defined lesson provided here, I want to use this moment the way a good producer would use a bike session. We turn empty space into momentum. So let's build a focused drum and bass exercise inside Ableton that teaches one of the most important skills in the genre, making your groove feel locked, energetic, and unmistakably DNB. Start with the drums, because in drum and bass, the drums don't just support the track, they define the attitude. Open Ableton and load in a solid kick, a sharp snare, and a closed hat. Keep the sounds clean to begin with. You do not need fancy samples yet. You need clear function first. Set your project tempo somewhere around the classic DNB range, roughly 170 to 174. Program a basic two-step foundation. Put your kick on the first beat, your snare on the second and fourth beats, then add a second kick in between to create forward motion. Keep it stripped back at first. Let the groove speak before the sound design gets busy. Now add hats, but don't just fill space randomly. Use them to create movement between the kick and snare. Short offbeat hats can immediately bring life to the loop. Then add a few ghost notes with quieter percussion or softer snare hits. This is where the groove starts to feel human and urgent. What to listen for here is the relationship between the main snare and the smaller in-between hits. If the ghost notes are too loud, the groove gets cluttered. If they're too quiet, you lose the tension that makes the beat feel alive. You're aiming for energy without chaos. Once the pattern is working, loop it and listen for repetition fatigue. This is a huge one. In drum and bass, the groove often cycles fast, so tiny changes matter a lot. Try removing one hat every second bar. Add a subtle shaker variation. Shift a ghost hit slightly earlier or later using Ableton's groove tools or manual nudging. Very small timing changes can create a much more expensive feel. And this is exactly why this works in DNB. At higher tempos, the listener experiences rhythm in a more compressed way. That means micro details have massive impact. A tiny hat variation at 174 can feel like a whole emotional change in the groove. That's the power of precision. Next, bring in the bass, but keep the roll clear. Start with a simple sub line that supports the drum pattern rather than fighting it. Use a clean sine-based sub or a controlled low-end patch. Write a bass phrase that leaves room for the snare to hit hard. If the sub is too constant, the drums lose impact. If the bass ducks around the drums in the right places, everything suddenly feels more professional. What to listen for now is whether the kick and sub are cooperating. If the low end feels blurry, the groove loses authority. If each hit feels separate and deliberate, you're in the right zone. Soloing helps, but always come back to hearing the full loop in context. DNB is about interaction, not isolated perfection. Inside Ableton, this is a good moment to use EQ and volume before reaching for complicated processing. Bypass the hats and percussion so they stay out of the way. Make sure the snare has enough body in the mids and enough snap in the top end. Balance your drum bus so the groove already feels exciting before compression. That's a pro move. Mixing starts with decisions, not plugins. Then, if you want more punch, add gentle bus compression to glue the drums together. Keep it controlled. You want movement and cohesion, not a flattened loop. A little saturation can also help the drums feel fuller and more confident. Again, subtle wins. Drum and bass rewards detail. Now think about layering. If your snare sounds thin, layer it with a second snare or clap that adds either transient click or mid-range weight. If your kick lacks presence, layer a top click or a short punchy transient over the body. But make sure each layer has a job. Don't stack sounds just because you can. Purpose is everything. A useful mindset here is this. Every element should either add punch, groove, tone, or texture. If it adds none of those, it probably doesn't need to be there. Once the loop feels solid, create a 4 or 8 bar phrase. This is where beginners often stay too static. Introduce tiny fills at the end of every fourth bar. Mute the hats for half a beat before the snare. Reverse a cymbal into the downbeat. Add a bass variation in bar 8. These small arrangement gestures make the loop feel like music, not just a pattern. And don't overthink it. You are training your ear and instincts at the same time. That's the real exercise. The best producers aren't just collecting techniques. They're learning how to hear what the track needs. If you want an extra layer of polish, use Ableton's automation to bring motion into repeated elements. Slightly automate hat volume, reverb send on a snare fill, or filter movement on a bass layer. Even subtle automation can make a repeated loop feel like it is evolving. That sense of controlled change is a big part of modern DNB production. Keep checking one key question as you go. Does the loop make you want the next bar to happen? If yes, you're building momentum. If not, something may be too static, too crowded, or too weak in contrast. Also, remember this. Clean and confident beats complicated and messy every single time. You do not need 50 layers. You need strong choices. Trust your ears. Keep going. To wrap it up, the exercise is straightforward. Build a tight D&B drum groove in Ableton. Add ghost notes and hat variations for movement. Support it with a simple sub that leaves space for the drums. Use EQ, balance, and light processing to clean and glue the loop. Then turn that loop into a short phrase with small variations and automation so it feels alive. That's how you start shaping a groove that feels intentional, powerful, and ready for a full track. Now go open Ableton and make one 8-bar drum and bass loop using only a few sounds, but make every sound matter. Focus on groove, clarity, and motion. Run the exercise, trust the process, and let your ears lead the session.